Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo's fourth anniversary show. This is DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver, and I've got a big show for you tonight featuring an interview with Swedish house producer John Dahlbeck. I'll follow that up with a mix by yours truly and then my track from the past. So let's get started here with the John Dahlbeck interview featuring eight tracks by him, the first of which is Sing That. The full track list for this interview can be found on the Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. That's two words, Techno Progressivo, and that is a Facebook page. And you can check everything out on there. So enjoy this. It's about a 28-minute interview and sort of song retrospective, and I will be back after that. Enjoy. With over 400 tracks in his discography, he's the producer of the summer anthem Fireflies and countless summer anthems of summers gone by. He's remixed and been remixed by an extensive list of talent.
Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, we're going to try that again. Take it from the top. Fingers crossed. This time it'll work. Welcome to Techno Progressivo's fourth anniversary show. This is DJ Y. You're listening to 101.9 CIT in Vancouver. I've got a big show for you tonight featuring an interview with Swedish house producer and John Dahlbeck. I'll follow it up with a mix by yours truly and then a track from the past. So let's get started with the John Dahlbeck interview featuring eight of his tracks, the first of which is a track called Sing That. The full track list for this interview can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. That's two words, Techno Progressivo. And away we go into the John Dahlbeck interview. So enjoy this.
Drop that. legal.
Somebody's with me.
Money Can't Buy You Friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Okay, technical problems have been alleviated. Things are figured out, and I can get to that John Dalbeck interview. So I switched things around. I did my mix first. That was my first my fourth anniversary mix. So I hope you enjoyed that. It was full of my latest and hottest favorite techno and tech house tracks. A couple of Simon Doty tracks, a Numek track in there, a DJ Dan track, and then Vlada Sanin in there as well. The full track list is on the Facebook page for Techno Progressivo. That's two words. It's Techno Progressivo. Before I get to the John Dalbeck interview, I just want to kind of touch on a couple of things here. This was, for me, a very amazing interview. It was a good chance to interview sort of somebody I admire, so I did appreciate that. Just a heads up here, he is in Vancouver next Sunday, so that's why I was able to, that's why I tried to lock that interview down. He's playing at Celebrities, and tickets are still available online at a very, very special price. I stress, very, very special. It's worth your while to go to that promoter's website. Check things out there, and I think you will be impressed A with the price and B with the show. So what I did here is kind of compile a list of tracks by John Dalbeck, kind of dating from about 2005 up to 2014, so it's sort of a 9-year musical window, and then I just asked him a bunch of questions and interspersed that music throughout. So hope you enjoy this, and I will be back here in exactly 28 minutes. This is DJ Waugh speaking to John Dalbeck, a DJ and producer who has had roughly a 12-year career in the electronic music industry. With over 400 tracks in his discography, he's the producer of the summer anthem Fireflies and countless summer anthems of summers gone by. He's remixed and been remixed by an extensive list of talent that includes Lady Gaga, the Pet Shop Boys, on and on and on the list goes. So thank you for agreeing to do this. It's a pleasure to speak to a producer who's absolutely at the top of his game right now. This is John Dalbeck. What is it about life in Sweden that has contributed to such a vibrant electronic music culture there and also influenced you to do what you do?
It feels good to be a part of the Swedish team. We, Sweden, it's a very creative people in Sweden since we have darkness like 9 months of the year almost. And I feel like a lot of people just lock themselves in and they trying to be creative for the most part, and it works. And we have a rich culture life and music life, and everyone who's a producer in Sweden, we all know each other, and it's a very family-based relationship we have. And when I started producing, my cousin Jesper, he got me into this whole thing. He's a techno pioneer, sort of together with Adam Beyer and Kari Lekebush and all those other guys. And I don't know, it's... But the music was really cool, and I tried to make it myself and with my own twist, and then, yeah, here I am. We'll be right back.
production, you produce a very broad range of genres. So your early albums, Shades of a Shadow and Man from the Fall, have minimal techno and deep house elements, but your current musical direction has house, techno, electro, and trance elements. So which of these truly defines the John Dalbec sound?
It's difficult because everyone has been, you know, my kind of sound, even when I was doing deep house and more with jazz influences, that was my sound at that moment. And I want to be kind of everywhere. I would hate to be locked inside a little genre box. I want to be able to make all kind of music. And last year, for example, I put out like an indie sort of alternative music album for free and do it. Unless the singles are selling, I want a variety in what I'm doing.
Expect from your DJ set at Celebrities next Sunday?
I guess a lot of energy and a lot of new stuff. I put a lot of work and effort into my DJ sets because I want to feel it when I play it, like how good it is myself.
Do you have any sort of secret weapons or upfront tracks that you plan on dropping?
Yeah, I have a new track with Cascade that's coming out in November that has been working very well for me in the summer. It's sort of when I start playing, I can't wait to get to that moment when I play that track.
Featured on high-end labels like Tool Room, Dim Mac, Big Beat, Mix Mash, Protocol, Ultra, and your own Mutants Records and Pick It All Records, plus many others. Are there any labels that aren't your own labels that you're most proud of being released on?
I like Nikki and Protocol. I like to be, they have a sort of family feeling to the label, and you know, they bring everyone out for shows, and it's a good atmosphere in that label, and I really love what they're putting out.
maybe a tough question, but if you could name one of your productions that you are most proud of, which would it be?
Well, to be honest, it's sort of production-wise, not song-wise, production-wise is what I'm doing right now, the sort of music I'm doing right now, because I never felt so good about the production in my music before. When I was younger, I didn't care so much about the production. It was more about the ideas and, you know, the melodies and the chords, and I just wanted to get stuff out of there so I could do a track in an hour and not really care how it sounded. But production wise, I'm really happy with my sound at the moment.
Sometimes you gotta feel alone. Sometimes you gotta feel on the outside. And like there's nowhere left to go. Stop looking up and look on the inside. You don't have to be so strong. So let all your fear be gone. Tonight is where you belong. With us. So you don't have to be alone. You only have to feel this connection. Give up your body to your soul. Come in together now, we can breathe as one. We're nothing but a heartbeat. Nothing but a
producing or DJing more?
I used to enjoy producing only. I hated to DJ when I was starting it. It felt like it was something that I had to do. But now I don't know. I love going up on stage and and playing my music and seeing the reactions on people. It's just it's quite a feeling to make something in the in the studio one day, and then the next day it's played out and see instant reactions. You know, it's a very weird feeling. And it's also very weird to, you know, I travel somewhere, I stay in a hotel room, I eat, I sleep, and then I go to a show and I'm in the center, and I'm, you know, I have thousands of people listening and looking at me, and then afterwards just going back to the hotel room, sleep, and then fly home. It's very weird. It's a weird job. But I mean, I like them both. I like to be in the studio where I have full power of what's going on. I can make whatever I want. I can't pick sides. We'll be right back.
up to this point this year, what have been your top one or two club or festival events that you've done, and what has made those events so special?
I'll tell you about a weird festival I did. It was in the middle of Russia. I landed, I flew there with Infected Mushroom and ATV. And then I landed on the airport and I met Avicii going into the airport, and he was playing the same festival, but the day before me then. And I asked him how it was, and he was like, the stage is like the biggest stage I've ever seen. It's bigger than Tomorrow World and Tomorrowland, and it's just amazing. And I didn't know what to expect, so I came there, and it was like 60,000 people and this huge stage, and no one outside Russia has ever heard about it.
Is there anything that you want to promote right now?
On Monday, I'm releasing my track Heartbeat together with Little Boots on vocals. And I'm doing that on Tiesto's label, Musical Freedom.
We'll be right back.
John Dahlbeck is playing at Celebrities next Sunday, October the 12th, during the Thanksgiving weekend, and tickets are still available online. His hugely accessible, catchy, electro-progressive house beats can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, iTunes, and his weekly Mutants Radio program. Watch for his new track, Heartbeat, coming out on October 6th. A collection of his tracks can be found on his webpage, Beatport, SoundCloud page, and other info can be found on his Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this, John Dahlbeck, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, all good things must come to an end. I hope you enjoyed my fourth anniversary mix. Hope you enjoyed the John Dahlbeck interview that I threw on there. If you're interested in the mix, you can check out my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-WA. That's W-A. And you can hear mixes similar to the one that I played tonight. There's also a full track listing for the show on my Facebook page, which is Techno Progressivo. It's two words. It's Techno Progressivo. So up next is Bootlegs and B-Sides with Doran. But before we get there, I have to play my track from the past. So tonight we're going to jump back 11 years in time to 2003 to a track that I first heard on Tiesto's Nyana double album. It's Canada's Conjure One featuring Sinead O'Connor with Tears from the Moon. So before I go to one other quick thing, if you did like that John Dahlbeck interview, I do again strongly recommend going to the promoter's website for the John Dahlbeck show next Sunday in Vancouver. You will be moderately surprised or maybe majorly surprised at the price of those tickets. Definitely worth checking out. I will see you back here in 2 weeks with a fresh new selection of Tech House and Techno tracks. And then I'll see you then. I guess happy Thanksgiving next weekend. Enjoy. Inside my head.
ain't fair, this thing called loving. When one's dead and the other feels nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Welcome everyone to Bootlegs and B-Sides. I'm your host Doran and I've got all sorts of goodies for you this week. I'm going to get the ball rolling with a seriously good funk track from Pico, who dropped this edit of Pass the Peas from the legendary JB's.